1876, and all's well.
1876, and my master, the Hon. Harold Bowles, MP, was at that time a Member of Parliament in Parliament.
It has come to my notice that in the region of the tram stop near the clock of the historical omnibus track of 1873, there are certain irregularities.
What about the irregularities in Hyde Park, then?
I tell you, I was home all yesterday evening.
Please, Honourable Members.
Lord Browning, continue. Yes, well, it appears that there is a large hole or gap in the Thames embankment wall. It only appeared recently, and to date, nothing has been done about it.
Second gunboat. Sorry, I'm dreaming.
This hole or gap in the embankment, is it really necessary?
No, it's not really necessary.
Then I suggest it be abolished as an unnecessary expense.
Well, this hole isn't costing us anything.
That sounds reasonable.
Look, Mr. Bowles, explain. He has the figures, Mr. Bowles.
Yes, it is as Lord Browning points out. It is as Lord Browning points out. The danger this hole presents, i.e., last winter on certain foggy and dark-type nights, citizens of London town fell through this gap into the Thames and wet their clothes. The crux of the matter is this. These people, as the result of their wetting, catch colds. These citizens, in turn, are suing the government for the monies laid out in medical fees. The question is, would it be cheaper to pay up claims or fill in the hole?
Fill in the hole!
Are you in Parliament?
Only just come.
Have many people fallen through this hole?
Sir Mortley Bridge, this is your department.
Yes. How many people fell? Fell to the Thames last year, yes. I have the separate figures for men and women.
And I'm winning.
The figures for men for the months January, February, and March. 32, 56, and 41.
And the figure for women?
32, 21, and 39.
Huh. An ideal figure for a woman.
Yes!
May I ask how this hole or gap in the embankment came about in the first place?
It was left there by the builder. I suppose he forgot to take it away. You get it, you see? Hole, if you want to take it away.
With bricks, of course.
Bricks? There's always a radical somewhere. Oh, no, Sir Fules. No, indeed, England can afford something better than bricks.
Bravo!
I'll think of something. There is always a way out.